This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Denver has recorded its first human case of West Nile virus this year, but the city has not released details about that person's condition. The virus is mostly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Colorado has recorded 11 cases so far this year. One person died, three were hospitalized, and five others developed neurological symptoms. The state typically sees case numbers tick up in summer and fall. Three fires are burning in Rio Blanco County. They've now burned about 9,000 acres, and there are some evacuations. CPR's Ishan Takor reports that there's high fire danger across the western slope.
The Elk, Grease, and Lee fires are all near Meeker and are expected to grow as hot, dry, and gusty conditions persist. The Elk fire is the largest at over 4,000 acres and has already destroyed several homes. Dozens of firefighters are working the Grease and Lee fires, which are on public land. The National Weather Service also issued a red flag warning for much of the western slope on Monday. That means that strong winds, low humidity, and high temperatures can cause any fire to spread quickly. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
More than half of young Coloradans surveyed say they have access to handguns in their own home. That's according to research from the Injury and Violence Prevention Center at the Colorado School of Public Health. Nearly a quarter of respondents say they could get a gun through a family member. Around 1 in 10 say they could steal, buy, or trade for one. More than 60,000 middle and high school students participated in the statewide survey in 2023. This is CPR News.